Self-education, in hot pursuit of curiosities. I learned how to make a Raspberry Pi button recently, but I researched it my way. I wanted to see if there was a way to do it on the command line, with the simplest kind of programming there is. And yes, it is possible. The GPIO header is represented with files on a Raspberry Pi. It's awesome. I gave some thought to store-bought devices as they relate to custom-made ones, and I think store-bought is not that cool anymore. In his funny song Thrift Shop, Macklemore calls it getting tricked by a business, to say the least. Plus, the moment you scratch your screen, your new device becomes really old. If you made it yourself, then you just get a new $20 screen. And hey, maybe some cool extras while you're at it. Yes, it is true that homemade hardware is freaking huge, and sometimes you may need your friend to carry your phone in his backpack. But that's what friends are for, I think. There's just something really weird about not knowing what is in your pocket. What is in your store-bought phone? Criminal phone hacking is only going to become more elaborate. It has never been a good idea to keep personal things on an internet-connected device. The phones are going to use cheaper components, cheaper programmers, and become more expensive and more closed, practicing security by obscurity. Oh, and then they will end up pretending a lot harder that recommendations are not ads. When you make your own phone, you get to reason about all the components. It seems to me that a GPS map should have a huge screen, much bigger than a phone, maybe even bigger than a tablet, and a bigger battery too. When you use an overpriced, off-the-shelf phone, you don't get a choice. You don't get any choices. You can't even get to the operating system. Plus, you know, anytime you build something, you learn something. Be it a reasonably sized Raspberry Pi Zero MP3 player with those amazing slow and soft turning aluminum knobs for volume, treble, and bass, or two or three or four 8GB Raspberry Pis jammed into a beautiful vintage brick phone with a springy antenna that doubles as a Wi-Fi hotspot for your 1,024 closest friends. And maybe runs a leaked version of the old MySpace or Friendster, or just freaking GeoCities, where your whole family can come together and upload some under-construction content with fancy GIFs. Wouldn't it be amazing if all the telemarketers would have to find their way around a little labyrinth and then fight a freaking GRU before they could leave you a voicemail? I think that would be really amazing. I'm pretty sure they would love it too. Old is new again. It's hard to explain. It will be somewhat hard to learn, and it will take forever. But not only won't it cost you an arm and a leg, building custom electronics and learning programming paints a pretty clear career path. That is what high schools were supposed to be for, but they just can't do it. They don't know how to teach. They never will. Be it electronics and Linux, or windsurfing and day hiking, or painting, or drawing, or better yet, whatever calls to you, it helps you with knowledge and wisdom. It is neither about some specific achievement or talent, or a device like an MP3 player, or an Olympic medal like in gymnastics. It is about the million things you learn while you are in pursuit of your curiosities and your adventures. We have to learn. We have to learn so that we will eventually become wise. And we have to pay attention to whether or not we are actually learning for real. Learning for real means that you get to do stuff with the stuff that you know. And anyway, all that we ever need to learn is all the things that are fun to us, all the things that call to us, that are interesting. It is that path that teaches us everything else along the way.